Microsoft searches for searchers with a new reward program. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. Microsoft this week launched another rewards program that pays people for using live search, which has failed to make much of a dent in the most popular search engine, Google. The new Search Perks program, which is available only to Windows and Internet Explorer users, awards points for using live search, which then can be redeemed for prizes like music downloads and video games. Ina Fried covers Microsoft for CNETNews.com. She says the backdrop to this and previous Microsoft search rewards programs is a continuing failure to build a formidable search business.
And that's a real problem for Microsoft because there's a lot of benefits that come with significant market share in search. Your engine becomes better on the algorithmic, on the results side, but also in the paid search, you're more valuable to advertisers. Because you have more people and your paid search becomes more relevant, it's sort of like a circle. So Microsoft's like, how do we stop the treadmill? And so they're hoping that better business models will be a piece of that. And some of these things here are their attempt to try and do that. So far, you know, we've seen modest gains at best from those strategies.
The search incentive programs strike me as a little desperate. Can they possibly work?
Well, you know, they can. I mean, to the degree that there's a group of people out there that say, you know, I'm searching every day, and as long as I get the results I want, you know, why not get a benefit? So there will be some people that this appeals to. The question is, how much of a difference does it make? And ultimately, over time, you know, these things work best when they introduce people that haven't heard of your product. They don't work so well when people have tried your product and they don't think it's as good. And then you try and lure them in. I mean, this is something we've seen before. There was a site called iOne that was pretty popular for a while that, you know, had rewards for people that used its search, and they got a share of the market, but it wasn't overwhelming.
Doesn't Microsoft risk damaging its search brand here a little bit? I mean, what cost is it paying to get a few more users?
I think it is an issue. I mean, I think it's a very fine line to say, you know, we think we're just as good, but we want to give a financial incentive. I think over time, Microsoft's strategy has to be one that says our results are better than Google's. And I think they're trying to do both. They're trying to improve their search, and they're trying to see if using a little financial muscle can get people to try them out in the interim. But it's a difficult line.
Why is it, do you think, that Microsoft has not been able to make inroads against Google and, to some extent, Yahoo?
Well, I think there's two issues. One is search quality, and I think, you know, they still have a little bit of a ways to go in general search, at least from a perception standpoint. And the other is brand, and brand has become huge. Google has become synonymous with search. It's ingrained in most of our brains, and I don't think that's something that's insurmountable. I mean, for a long time, we used other search engines. Some people used AltaVista, some people used Yahoo, you know, and Google over time came to be synonymous with search. And I think there still is an opportunity for somebody to come around and really do search better, even as long as search has been around. But I don't think that's happened yet.
Ina Fried covers Microsoft for CNETNews.com. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.